This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Jamnagar yesterday evening on a three-day visit to Gujarat. Mr. Modi will take part in several events over the next 2 days. A large number of people lined up along with the roads as Mr. Modi's motorcade made its way from Jamnagar Airport to the Circuit House. Today, Mr. Modi will visit Vantara, an animal rescue and rehabilitation center, followed by a visit to Sasan Gir National Park. The Prime Minister will also chair in a meeting at the National Board of Wildlife as its ex officio chairman. The NBWL has 47 members, including the Chief of Army Staff, members from different states, representatives from the NGOs working in this field, Chief Wildlife Wardens, and the secretaries from various states. Mr. Modi will offer the praise at the Somnath Temple and then chair a meeting with Sri Somnath Trust that manages the temple. The Prime Minister is the chairperson of the trust. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government is moving ahead of the twin target of achieving growth of the agriculture sector and rural prosperity. Addressing a post-budget webinar on agriculture and rural prosperity virtually yesterday, Mr. Modi said that India's resolve towards the goal of developed India is very clear. He said that they are working towards building India where farmers become prosperous and empowered. The Prime Minister said that the government has announced PM Dhanya Krishi Yojana in the Union Budget, under which focus will be on the development of the 100 states with the lowest agriculture productivity in the country.
आज भारत का कृषि उत्पादन रिकॉर्ड स्तर पर है 10-11 साल पहले जो कृषि उत्पादन 265 मिलियन टन के करीब था वो अब बढ़कर 330 मिलियन टन से ज्यादा हो गया है इसी तरह बागवानी में जुड़ा उत्पादन बढ़कर 350 मिलियन टन से ज्यादा हो गया है ये हमारी सरकार के बीज से बाजार तक की अप्रोच का परिणाम है
Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will be on a one-day tour to Kerala today. During this visit, the Vice President will deliver the 4th P. Parmeshwaran Memorial Lecture organized by the Bharatiya Vichara Kendram in Thiruvananthapuram. The Union Home Minister Amit Shah reviewed the security situation in Manipur and directed to ensure the free movement of people on all the routes in the state from the 8th of March. During the high-level meeting at the security situation in the presence of Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Shah directed to take the strict action against those creating obstructions in the road. Mr. Shah directed that the fencing work on both sides are designated entry points along with Manipur's international border should be completed at the earliest. In order to curb the air pollution level in the national capital, the Delhi government has decided that the vehicles, which is more than 15 years old, will not get fuel at the petrol pumps after the 31st of March. Delhi Environment Minister Majinder Singh Sirsa announced several anti-pollution measures after holding a meeting with the officials on the issue of air pollution. Talking to the media after the meeting, Mr. Sirsa said that the government is installing gadgets at petrol pumps which will identify the vehicles older than 15 years. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met with the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Keir Starmer, in London yesterday. The meeting comes a day after his high-profile showdown with US President Donald Trump. The meeting served as a platform to reaffirming the United Kingdom's commitment to Ukraine amidst the ongoing conflict. During this discussion, the Prime Minister Starmer emphasized that UK's unwavering support for Ukraine, stating that the country will stand by Ukraine for as long as it takes. He also highlighted that the United Kingdom's determination to work towards achieving the lasting peace for Ukraine. In cricket, South Africa has secured their place in the Champions Trophy 2025 semi-finals with a dominant 7-wickets win against England in Karachi last night. Opting to bat first, England were bundled out for 179 runs in 38.2 overs. For South Africa, Marco Jansen and Mulder claimed 3 wickets each. South Africa comfortably surpassed the target of 180 runs, scoring 181 for 3 in only 29.1 overs. India and New Zealand are in the knockout stages from Group A, while South Africa join Australian Progressing from Group B. And that is the end of this news bulletin.